Claire Francis is a household name in Britain, and now America is getting to know her. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Claire Francis grew up outside of London, studied for the ballet, did a little work on the stage. She wanted to live, as she says, with a capital L, and so she took to the sea.
I cruised across the Atlantic single-handed in 73, which I did totally privately and no books and no publicity.
But it was in 1976 that she sailed in the big one, the transatlantic single-handed event.
The weather was very terrible, and it was an unhappy race because two people lost their lives, and many boats had to turn back and some sank. But I made a film of that race, filmed it single-handed with soundtrack, which almost killed me in the attempt.
When the film was shown on the BBC, it caused a sensation.
I cried in front of the camera, and I said things were not going so well, when indeed they were not going so well. I mean, the weather was terrible. I think it touched people, it moved them, and suddenly my life wasn't the same again, and it hasn't been since.
Clara Francis came in 13th in the race and established a new women's record. Her book about the experience, Come Hell or High Water, made the bestseller list. She became a radio and TV personality, but she complains that there was something too public about broadcasting.
I decided I would prefer a writing career, and also I wanted to write. I mean, I wanted to. There was something there which was saying that this was good for me and that I would enjoy it very much.
She sold her first novel, Night Sky, in England for a record £140,000, and in the U.S. for $660,000. No small figure.
The money, it's very nice, but it doesn't mean a lot because, as you probably know, in England we're not allowed to keep very much of it anyway.
Claire Francis, her Night Sky, hit the bestseller list in the U.S. the first week of its publication date. It's a thriller set in World War II, involving a British heroine, a German-Jewish scientist who develops radar, and a French traitor. It was published by William Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.